Do you want to feel old? Well, you come to the right place, because today we're talking about how long it's been since we've graduated college.
Today we're talking about the thing that everybody looks back on and reminisces, and so we're going to hear.
Your greatest years are in high school. No, that's not true. High school is fine. College slaps. So, so we're going to talk about that. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, people say that the high school are the easy years.
I mean, like, in a way, yes, but in another very, very real sense, college was a breeze, and I loved it, because, like, in high school, remember, you're having every single class every single day, and they're like, you should be doing 4 hours of homework for each class every night, and it's like, oh, okay, well, no, I can't do that, because all the teachers say the same thing. Here's 2 hours of homework each night, and I can't do, you know, what I had 7 classes, and let's say 5 of them assigned homework, so 10 hours of homework every night. And so if I immediately went home and did all my homework, I'd be going to bed at 1 to get up at 7 to go to school again. And that's not including any time to eat. Now, college, however, I front-loaded all my classes on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So I only went to school on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and it was great. So there you go. That is
the main difference, because I went to high school in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
In there, my system of schooling was very different from what it is here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I spent most of my day in school.
Yeah.
Like, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Only on Saturdays we used to be there until like 1, because it was only like 4 lessons and then the school closed.
True.
But yeah, it's in the conversation about studying that you're saying, like, everybody gave like 2 hours of homework every day or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It has always been very foreign to me, because I've talked about this before probably, but I didn't really study much in school.
Oh, I didn't either.
I just cruised through. And I don't know how it happened, but I still managed to grasp all the material that we were talking about and, like, studying.
Yeah.
But it was... That was all that I did. I just listened to lessons at school. I didn't even really take notes that much. Like, my note-taking skills are horrible. I would just listen through the lesson material. And whenever they would say, like, oh, here's a bunch of homework, I never did much of it unless it was, like, absolutely necessary to do.
Yeah.
For the class, like some projects or, I don't know, like a presentation or something for a class. That was I did the bare minimum always.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would just literally forget about everything else. Which is probably why I'm bad at math today. Because, like, I never really practiced doing it.
I mean, fair. Math is one of those ones where it's tricky. Like, because there's formulas and stuff, and you have to know when to use which formula. But outside of that, you can just look it all up. So it's like, well.
A lot of math is just learning patterns. It's like learning a language or learning to dance. It's you just learn the most basic structures, and then when you look at a problem, you just recognize, oh, this is a structure, this is a problem, this is a pattern, this is a thing, and you just go through them in parts, and then you put them all together, and then like, I never did basically any practicing, so to say, so that's why I just suck at math now.
I think,
but also because I'm gay.
I think. You know,
It's a mixed bag. Like, being gay, never practicing in math, is just a struggle bus.
I think the only times I ever, like, in high school, ever went, okay, I need to go to, like, tutorials or something, or, like, after school sessions to, like, work on stuff, was in physics. Because physics is hard. Especially, I don't know what it is, but there's just something about fluid dynamics that I just really struggled with. I was like, I don't get it. I really don't. Circuitry, I struggled with for a little bit, and then I got it. But, like, fluid dynamics fucking sucked. So I think that was the only class I ever really, like, studied for in a big way.
Is that high school or college?
High school. Yeah, I did not do physics in college.
No, yeah, I didn't either, but I remember that in school. I don't remember most of it now, but I was pretty okay at physics. Physics and chemistry kind of came to me really easily. Maybe because my mom was a chemist at some point.
Yeah.
Like, she literally studied for cellular biology, and there's a lot of chemistry in that.
That's cool.
So she had to, like, study chemistry a lot. Also, she was the one who would usually help me with chemistry homework, which is very surprising because that is not something I usually... Like, I barely ever studied, so, like, whenever I had a chemistry homework, I would go to my mom and I'm like... Help. And she always told me that it doesn't surprise her that I'm bad at math, because chemistry and math don't really mix really well.
Yeah. Chemistry is... I liked chemistry.
Chemistry is in a league of its own.
Yeah.
What was your favorite subject in school?
I did a lot of choir. I really liked choir. So that was like a big thing for me.
That gives me some warm memories.
I also liked English because I'm a big fan of Shakespeare, and especially my senior year, we did a lot of studying.
Classical art. Who would have known? The whole room like decorated in guitars and drum pieces and.
Stereo and
lyrics and retro music. Yeah, who would have
exactly known? Who would have guessed it? But yeah, so I really like that, because especially my senior year, we did a lot of you know, like Shakespeare and like just like the classic works of art, you know what I mean? So I dig all that, except for Charles Dickens can suck my Charles Dickens, because you know what this is how it worked when Charles Dickens was writing, right? So he wrote for a newspaper, and all of his entries into the newspaper, it was a serial in a newspaper, right? So let's Tale of Two Cities was a serial in a newspaper,
like an anthology book.
Yeah, so basically all the different editions of the serial were combined into a book, and that was the book of A Tale of Two Cities, right? Mm-hmm. But the thing you have to think about when somebody's getting paid by how many editions they put out, they're gonna put a lot of fucking filler in.
Yep.
And you know what they don't get rid of? The fucking filler.
Yep.
So A Tale of Two Cities is about 100 pages too long because it's just a bunch of bullshit. It's a bunch of bullshit. What do you think? Like the beginning of A Tale of Two Cities is, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. It was this, it was that. It was this, it was that. It was that and a little bit of this. Like, okay, yeah, cool. Fucking, like, this is like a... This is my high school essay. In this essay, I will be trying to prove this point. This point, in layman's terms, means this, because this is the topic of my essay. In this essay, I will shut the fuck up and just get to the point of the essay.
Hereby.
Yeah, therefore, however, I will prove my point. However, without... Yes. God, yeah, that's Charles Dickens writing.
However, like, on the other hand, without this, the thereby consumed up above explicitly told.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. It's some doo-doo butt cheeks. There's some good stuff in there, don't get me wrong. But it's some doo-doo butt cheeks.
Yes. This is one thing about me, is that a lot of people who know me will attest to this. I am kind of a perfectionist in my own detriment, where I don't half-ass things unless I, like, really want to do it, like unless I'm really forced to. Like, I either do things perfectly or I don't do them at all.
Yeah,
it's like I will either go full steam or I'm not, like, I have no interest in doing it whatsoever. So this also goes for my studying in high school, where like when whatever writing or whatever projects I was forced to do, I would not do that bullshit because I just couldn't. I just don't.
Yeah,
like for me, half-assing doesn't make sense. It doesn't work. Like, I try to half-ass things sometimes just to be able to even to finish get it them done. At all.
Yeah,
and then I would be like, this doesn't make any sense, and I would just abandon it.
Yeah.
It's bless. Something I'm working on still.
Yeah,
it is not a great thing to be doing for most of life. Like, sometimes you have to just give up some of the detail and be like, I need to finish this somehow, and just do it.
Yeah, just get her done.
Otherwise, you just lock yourself in an endless cycle of anxiety, which is what my college experience was.
Valid.
When did you go to college?
When did I?
When and where, I guess.
I went in Nashville from Nashville. 2013 to 2017. Let's see. So my freshman year, I was on the second floor of my dorm. There are a couple dorms on Belmont's campus. One of them has a 3-minute burn time, fun fact. And that's where they put all the boys. Mm-hmm. It's a male-only dorm with a 3-minute burn time. Now,
what
let me
burn time.
Yeah, I was going to say, now let me explain what burn time is for those of you who don't know. It means from the moment a flame catches in that building to completely burnt to the ground, 3 minutes.
I'm sorry. What?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
How was that? Wait, how was that known?
Rated. Look, so there's a lot of buildings on campus that were like historical buildings, right? This was one of the historical buildings. There's no HVAC in this building. It was like, if you wanted air conditioning in your dorm, you had to have a window unit kind of dorm. Meanwhile, right next door to that dorm was my dorm, which was brand new. I lived on the second floor. It was really nice. The second floor had a lobby where all the cool people on the second floor would hang out, mm-hmm. myself included. I felt so honored to be included in the cool group.
You're cool people.
Well, when I say cool people, I literally mean just my group of friends. We hung out there all the time. That was like the go-to move, and it was great.
Got it.
So that was a lot of fun. Then my sophomore year, I moved to a dorm that was up the hill. Like, up the campus, there's like a really steep hill, and I was at the top of that hill, which is great when you're going down to class, miserable when you're coming up to class, and just all around dangerous in the winter. But it was great dorm. It was like apartment style, so everybody had their own room. We had like a kitchen and a living room, and I brought the TV because I got this TV on Facebook or Craigslist. It's like $100 for a 55-inch Sony TV.
Of course you did.
It was great. I love that TV. I don't pay full price for anything. No, I don't. I sold it to my friend. I did love that TV to death, though. It was a great TV. The only downside to it was big, so it was heavy. Because it was like a 55-inch TV, but it was like a 55-inch TV from, mind you, so this was 2014 when I bought it. So it was like a 55-inch TV from like 2010. Uh-huh. It was an LED TV. It was nice, but it was just big and heavy and old. But it was like 1080p and it was great. And it was the first thing with an HDMI port I ever owned. So that was cool.
That is nice.
Yeah. Just as a quick thing, as a frame of reference, right? Like, the technology that I've been through in my life has been wild, right? But when you consider that I didn't own a device that had an HDMI port, that wasn't like a computer monitor, obviously, because I had a computer in 2013. Like, I got a desktop in 2013. But I didn't own anything that had a HDMI plug until summer 2014. No HDMIs, which is kind of mind blowing, right? Because like until then, I was plugging in my consoles with composite cables into my TV or to my projector.
Composite cables. Oh yeah. My God, I forgot.
Red, yellow, white, man. Existed. Red, yellow,
yeah,
white.
Red, yellow, white, blue, whatever the fuck the colors they were.
Well, that was the special composite cables. No, component cables are red, yellow, white. Composite cables are blue, green, yellow, orange, white.
I remember having to plug in my PS1 back at home.
Yeah.
That had a composite cable, and I had the square TV.
Yeah.
In my room, that was like the best of the time. It was like 2007 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so it's kind of wild.
This is bringing back a memory.
Yeah,
honestly, speaking of PlayStation 1, mm-hmm. there's one rogue memory that I always remember whenever anybody mentions PlayStation 1, is that in 2004 mm-hmm. there was an unrest in Ukraine, yet another one,
mm-hmm.
From many And we used to live, I don't know if I've told this on the podcast before, but we used to live on a street that was like right next to the presidential building.
Oh, wow.
Or like to Parliament building. So at one point in 2004, there was a big protest surrounding that Parliament building. And it was ongoing for like, I don't know, a week maybe. And at that time, my family decided that we have to get out of there.
Sure.
Because it wasn't really safe. It was literally my building, like my balcony of our building. Mm-hmm. And right across the street was the Parliament building. Like literally right there.
Mm-hmm.
If you looked down at that point, if you were there, if you were standing on the balcony and looked down, it was just people on the street everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So like the protest was pretty bad. And another fun fact, at the same time, I was sick with chickenpox.
No.
So the night before we left our apartment, my mom finished medicating all of my like little pimples on my body, like from chickenpox. When you were mm-hmm. a kid, if you've ever had chickenpox as a kid, which in our country everybody had it, you get covered in this like little tiny blisters, and then they pop, and you have to put like iodine on them.
Yeah.
So they don't infect. So imagine little old me after a night of like being medicated and like all itchy, waking up at 4 a.m., having my dad put all of like clothes on me and like getting dragged by the hand through a fucking sea of people.
Jesus.
To a car where we were gonna go to the countryside
mm-hmm.
for like a month to wait for things to calm down.
Jesus.
So that happened. I remember very vividly like holding on to my to my mom's hand as we were like marching mm-hmm. through like people screaming all around. And I was little at that time, like 2004, I was like 6, maybe 5.
Yeah.
And I just remember looking up and I see like people screaming everywhere. I couldn't see over anyone like at all. So it was like a forest of people everywhere. It was terrifying. But why is it connected to PS1 is because when we went to the countryside, literally the only thing I had with me was a PS1 that we connected to a television back there, and I played the Looney Tunes themed racing game with my dad.
Wow.
Like literally the whole month we were there, because there was literally nothing else to do, except like it was snowing outside at one point, and we went like played snowballs and like made snowmen, but otherwise literally nothing. It was just a barren room in like a cabin somewhere in the woods.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was cool, and that is a memory I still remember, is like playing that game while in a countryside cabin, like looking outside, and there was just like trees and snow everywhere.
Sounds lovely, honestly.
Lovely if it wasn't for
the political unrest. Yeah. Wonderful. Yeah. If not for the political unrest.
For guys, sure.
Fair enough. Yeah. Woof. So we lived apartment style sophomore year, and then junior I moved off campus to a townhome that I really liked. I still like it in my memory, but the landlord was a piece of shit. He tried to charge us like an exorbitant amount of money when we moved out, and I was like, no. I was like,
was it on campus?
No, it was off campus. It was 20 minutes off campus.
Hey, same.
Nice.
Lived in an apartment,
but it was, yeah, it was
a dorm.
Fair enough. No, it was nice though. It was a nice little townhouse, and the landlord was a pain in the ass. So like when we're moving out, he's like, "Well, I'm not giving you security deposit back because we had $2,000 in paint that we had to do, paint and damages." And I'm like, $2,000? Send me the invoice. I'd love to see it. I'd love to see what you charged." And the invoice was from like 2012. So I was like, nope. I can see the date on the invoice. I'm not a fucking idiot. So you can either give us a security deposit or I'll call my lawyer. Those are your options. Because at the time I had a friend in law school. Right. So because my university had a law school as well. So I was like, I had friends. I know people that know people. So we got our security deposit back, and that was great. And then my senior year, I moved to an apartment that was just right by campus. It was great. It was a fucking awesome apartment. That was an apartment that I moved in with my buddy, who we both did streaming. And so the living room had a green screen behind the couch. So we'd stream from my PS4 and stuff like that.
Oh, wow.
It was really great. So we had like lighting and we had that, and it was like the whole apartment was pretty awesome. And like our dining room was kind of like a set, because we had this idea to do, I don't know if you've ever watched Red Letter Media, but they do like movie reviews and stuff. We were going to do game reviews in a similar vein. And it was going to be a lot of fun. We never really ended up doing that. Because anytime our third would come in and we'd be like, okay, we're going to record this weekend, we'd all just end up getting drunk and not do it.
Sounds very similar to this.
Yeah, fair enough.
A little bit.
But that apartment was great. And then when I was going to renew it, they were like, your rent is going from $1,600 a month for a 2-bedroom, which was already a lot. But it was like, okay, cool. We're in Midtown Nashville. That's fine. It's like, we're going from $1,600 a month to $2,600 a month. Is that okay? No, it's not okay.
No it's not okay. What the fuck?
Jesus Christ, I'm already paying $800 a month for a shitty 2-bedroom apartment. It's the only one that's not renovated in the whole building. And I know they were trying to get everybody out of that building so they could renovate it. Because I went back a few months later because I accidentally ordered something to that apartment. And so I had to go and knock on the door and I was like, hey, did y'all get a package addressed to me? And they were like, oh, I don't know. I take all the packages that show up and I just throw them in my office. So come on in. And I got to kind of like poke around, and the apartment renovated was beautiful.
I was thinking that you were going to say he takes all the packages and just throws them away.
Oh my God. Truly chaotic neutral. I spend money on this. Goodbye.
Yeah,
what
goodbye.
Is this whole office?
Yep.
But yeah, so it was nice. And then we moved out towards the, after that, I moved out towards the airport, and that was really nice. And now I live even further away from the airport. I'm 30 minutes out of the city now.
Which is good. Like,
yeah.
Why the fuck would you want to live near an airport?
Well, I didn't mind it. Look, my brother's a flight attendant. I didn't mind living near the airport. Anytime he came into town, it was 3 minutes, a literal 3-minute drive for me to just drive over and pick him up from the airport.
Is it loud?
No, it wasn't that bad.
No,
so it was, so in Nashville, like, here's the circle of Nashville, right? Oh God, I'm trying to figure out, let's say this is east. Let's say, no, this is going to be east because that's,
okay.
Yeah. So this is East Nashville. The airport's here, right? And there's a massive lake right here. So around the lake is heavily wooded, and so I lived in the middle of the woods in an apartment complex. It was like a brand new build apartment complex. It was beautiful, but it was in the middle of the woods, right? So all the plane noise was deadened by the trees, which was really nice. So it was never particularly loud.
That is nice.
Yeah, so I really enjoyed that a lot.
Was it that apartment that you were in when we met?
No, so after that apartment, I moved every year through college until recently. I was in a house then that I was renting that was also very close to the airport. And it was a really big house, and I really, really loved that house. And honestly, if my roommate at the time didn't leave his dog for a weekend without telling us, and so she was just like left alone in the house the whole weekend, which is so sad. Because we were all gone and he left too, and he didn't tell anybody. So she was just free roaming on her own. So she, like, the downstairs, the basement, which is also where my room was, like, everything was torn up. There was shit everywhere. There was piss everywhere. We had to call in a special, like, carpet cleaner so we would even have a chance of getting our security deposit back.
That poor dog.
Yeah, I felt so bad for her. That poor dog. Ugh. She was a sweetheart. She's a big English bulldog, and she was so beautiful. I think she's okay now. She's doing all right now, but
hope, but she got rehomed.
Yeah, I do too. I offered to take her, but he was like, no, that's my dog. And I'm like, well, based on the last year, it's kind of my dog. But yeah, so like that whole thing, I would have stayed in that house though. I really, really, really liked that house. It was a reasonable amount of money. There was a nice yard. It was a big house. I honestly, like, my rent there, I was splitting it between myself and three other people. So I was paying like $300-$400 a month in rent, which was great, right? But I could afford that rent on my own. So it's like, I kind of want to rent out that house again and just make it a whole thing that's just for me. You know?
Is it free right now?
Let me look. Let's have a gander.
While you're doing that,
I also kind of have
I don't know if I ever talked about it on the podcast, the terrible roommate that I had, remember?
Yeah.
The one. It's through the first year of college, half of the first year of college, I lived alone.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got back, after like a certain thing that happened to me, I don't know if I want to talk about this right now, but
if you don't want to, you don't have to.
No, it's I'm just gonna say that I studied the first year of college up until like the spring semester, spring quarter,
uh-huh.
and then I had to leave for a while, and then sure. I came back the next fall. When I came back the next fall, I had a roommate move in with me,
mm-hmm.
who wasn't great. Mm-hmm. And there was he was overall not a very great person to live with, or just like a person in general.
Mm-hmm.
But there was one time when we had a big fight.
Uh-huh.
And so he was a very light sleeper. And our schedules didn't really line up really well.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say one thing, that I was sometimes like I was a little bit loud at night. In the evening, or like 10 p.m.
Sure.
Or 11 p.m. And at one point, I think he got really angry at me. For like it was like 10:30 or something,
mm-hmm.
before the all quiet time,
mm-hmm.
and I would usually like settle down at 11, like a reasonable time,
yeah,
because we both had to wake up for college or whatever. And one time he got angry at me, and I just got fed up at him for like being a complete douchebag about it. He was a douchebag about it every time.
Yeah.
And I got fed up. He got fed up with me, and I got fed up with him, and I kind of said something to him.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a fight. And what ended up happening, the modem for the internet was in his room.
Right. Oh, I remember this. Yeah.
Yeah, and he ended up turning the internet off anytime he was in the house.
It's a real prick.
And that was an interesting thing to live through.
Yeah.
Because we both were using the internet, and I was paying for it, too, like, equally.
What a fucker.
So, yeah. there was a stretch of, like, 3 or 4 days, mm-hmm. where I wouldn't have internet from 3 to 5 or 3 to 6 p.m. every day.
Jesus.
And 9 p.m. to like 7 a.m. next day.
Jesus Christ.
Because his sleeping schedule was also like all over the place. He would sleep during the day.
Right.
And yeah, that was
what a fucking nightmare.
Not a great time.
Yeah, it sounds miserable. My old house is not for rent right now, but they did renovate it, and it's beautiful. And now I want to rent it even more.
It is occupied right now?
I think so, yeah. Think so. Which is a bummer, because it looks so good now. Also, it sold for $260,000 in 2017. So I think that was to the company that that I took it over from. I'm wondering if these renovations were no, this has to be post us living there, because they've carpeted over the tile and they added wood flooring. I have no doubt they had to redo all the carpeting on the basement floor, though. Anyway, sorry, pivoted.
I mean, this is kind of, I think, a natural stopping point.
I guess so, yeah.
For us.
College is fun.
We haven't talked about college much at all, but we talked about school and about how we used to live before, and like PlayStation 1, that PlayStation 1 memory is gonna be with me for the rest of my life.
Hell yeah, it's a core memory. That's good.
It is a core memory.
Yeah,
I just wish it wasn't as a result of
trauma. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair.
That is a lot of core memories, isn't it?
Yeah.
In life.
It do be.
The one thing that the movie Inside Out taught me is that every memory has a backdrop, no matter what kind of memory it is.
That's and true.
The backdrop is not always the same as the memory itself.
True.
So with that memory for me, it was a sad background and scary background, but
happy memory.
Overall the memory is happy.
Yeah.
And sometimes the sad memories have happy strokes to them.
There you streaks. Go. Yeah.
Strokes.
Yeah, either works. Yeah.
I guess the lesson is, whatever situation you find yourself in, try to find the bright side.
True. Yeah.
I wish I could follow this advice myself.
I think it's a lot easier to say than to do. I think that's
100%.
Yeah.
I'm going to so much therapy for it.
Therapy's great. Everybody should go to therapy.
Therapy.
A firm believer that everybody should go to therapy.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for watching.
Yeah, thank y'all for listening.
Whichever platform you're on. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you got your dose of distraction from whatever is troubling you this day, which a lot of things are right now.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you have a good day.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Later, y'all.